This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed Taiwan's parliament on Wednesday, just hours after her arrival. Pelosi said in her speech that members of the U.S. Congress are eager to exchange views with their Taiwanese counterpart.
We want to increase interparliamentary cooperation and dialogue. And we do so at a time when our president has put forth an Asian Pacific initiative, which we support, and we want to be specific in terms of how we work with Taiwan in that regard.
Pelosi is the highest ranking American official in 25 years to visit the self-ruled island claimed by China, which quickly announced it would conduct military maneuvers in retaliation for her presence. Her visit has ratcheted up tension between Beijing and Washington. Taiwan's defense ministry said on Wednesday that Chinese military drills have violated United Nations rules, invaded Taiwan's territorial space, and amount to a blockade of its air and sea. The ministry said the island will firmly defend its security, counter any move that violates territorial sovereignty, and enhances alertness level with the principle of not asking for war. The U.S. State Department Tuesday warned Americans traveling abroad they face an increased risk of violence after U.S. forces killed al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri. His death in a drone strike in Kabul over the weekend dealt the biggest blow to al-Qaeda since the killing of Osama bin Laden in 2011, prompting U.S. President Joe Biden to declare that justice had been delivered. Following the strike, the U.S. State Department Tuesday urged Americans to maintain a high level of vigilance and practice good situational awareness when traveling abroad. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's government and the Rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, are preparing for peace talks to end the conflict that broke out in November 2020. Militiamen and locals say they are ready for peace, but analysts say it won't come easy. VOA's Henry Wilkins reports from Abala, Ethiopia.
Abala is largely a ghost town. The streets are mostly empty, except for the burned-out cars and other evidence of war. Most residents fled, but since the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front left in April, a handful have returned. Faras Liali, a local militia leader who fought the TPLF, says the devastation caused by the war is far-reaching. He says people are not afraid of war now, but of famine. There is nothing to eat, and there are no markets or shops. There is great fear at the present time of starvation, and many families return to the town in confusion, not knowing what to do because of the lack of basic services in the city, he says. Both sides have indicated they're ready to negotiate an end to Ethiopia's 21-month internal war. In June, the Ethiopian government said it had set up a committee for negotiations. The TPLF has said it is doing the same. For Siha Askedom Tesama, a TPLF spokesperson, told VOA, however, he is no longer optimistic that talks will take place soon.
We were told by interlocutors, countries like the United States, the African Union, all of them, that basic services will start any minute now.
The government has cut communications, banking services, fuel supplies, and prevented humanitarian aid from reaching Tigray. Analysts agree peace talks are unlikely to go ahead if those basic services are not restored. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Abala, Ethiopia.
The U.S. Senate has approved a bill to expand benefits to military personnel exposed to toxic burn pits. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
They celebrated outside the U.S. Capitol Tuesday night. The Senate overwhelmingly approved legislation enhancing health care and disability benefits for the millions of veterans who were exposed to toxic burn pits. Senator John Tester of Montana chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee.
I just want to tell you that there's a lot of times it doesn't feel good in the United States Senate. It feels good right now.
President Joe Biden strongly backed the legislation, which includes 10 years of enhanced health care coverage for discharged vets who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and directs the VA to presume certain respiratory illnesses and cancers were related to burn pit exposure. Mike Garcia, Washington.
The bill's final passage was delayed by a week when Republicans objected to a provision in the legislation. The objection infuriated veterans groups and advocates. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.